You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and DH.
What's going on with you?
Everything.
Everything is
Everything's going on with me tonight. We're coming to you live from the IMF Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in and for joining us this evening. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find the show is to go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow or simply go to thisdateisover.com, because here on This Date Is Over Radio, actually we're a an extension of the website thisdateisover.com. So make sure you check out the website, post your bad date stories and relationship woes. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in some cases the ugly, because it can be a little ugly.
Absolutely.
Especially some of your dates. I've seen them. Not very cute. Not very cute at all. Just kidding. Just kidding. I want to send a special thank you and a shout out to everybody who came to the This Date Is Over late night laser tag event this past weekend. We had a mother effing blast. I think I lost about 10 pounds or more because I was sweating like a whore in church.
Sound like a good workout, right?
Yes,
there.
It's definitely a good workout. We played probably 8 to 10 games of laser tag.
Man,
it was a lot of fun. So
were you sore the next day?
No, I wasn't too bad.
It was good. Okay,
I was good. Got to give a shout out to the red team, because that was my team.
Red team.
Yeah, it was half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah, red team won half the games, green team won the other half. So
that's what's up. Sounds like it was a good time.
Good time. Good turnout. Thank you guys for braving the rain, because I don't know about you, I'm over this damn weather. This monsoon. These monsoons we've been having.
It's too much now.
It's way too much for me. But yeah, it's been a lot of crazy weather, especially last night. My God, some people didn't even know about it.
Yeah,
but it woke me up out of my sleep.
Yeah,
I thought, I was like, who is this knocking on my window? Because people can't just knock on my window, because I live kind of up high.
Right.
So I was like, oh my God, what is going on? There's all this lightning and thunder. It scared the crap out of me. And I sleep on the side of my bed that's closest to the window.
So
I had to move.
Right next to you.
I had to move to the other side of the bed. And then it sounded like the water was coming through on my balcony, because I kept hearing all this dripping and draining. Right. So I was like, oh my God, I can't deal with no flooding. I live up too high to have any kind of flood damage.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
So I put all these towels. I was too scared to go too close to the door, so I threw my towels next to the balcony door and ran, because I wasn't trying to get shocked.
Right.
I love life and I want to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, and then we had some crazy storm earlier today in the D.C. metropolitan area. It was like a good 5 to 10 minutes that scared the crap out of me. I'm trying to have some dinner and I'm in this restaurant, and next thing I know is
out of nowhere
pouring. But yeah, hope you guys are safe and sound, wherever you are tuning in. And this would be a good time to get you a little,
get your little boo thing. Cuddle up and just kick back,
Get nice and cozy with protection.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. But this weekend, the 4th of July is it's coming up. So you
big
got any
deal.
Special plans, DH?
Man, this weekend, I think I'm maybe out of town this weekend, down in the Tidewater area this mm-hmm. weekend. So get to see some family and stuff like that. So that should be a good time. It's really a good time. What about you?
Don't go to the Outer Banks.
Nah, man. It's too many sharks, man.
Yeah. How many attacks was that? 7, 8?
It's like 7 or 8 now. I don't know when is the... What's the number that it's going to have to be for people just stop getting in the water?
I don't know.
Go to the same beach and people just getting bit. You're like, oh, it should be fine today.
You know what? That guy, all he did was lose his arm. It'll be all right. So I can be... No.
Nah, bruh.
I'm not the one. I don't even like the beach, really. I mean, I can do the beach, but I don't like beach water.
Right.
I don't feel safe. I almost drowned when I was a child, so I don't really care too much for beach water. And I know that in Outer Banks, they got that iced tea brown water, so it's not like it's that nice, you know, blue, that, clear water. Yeah. Even that freaks me out, the blue, you know, the clear water, because you can see all the fish swimming around you and whatnot, so that kind
of
freaks me out,
like
too.
You like to see the edge of where you're going.
Exactly. And I know I can hold on to something.
Versus,
you know,
seeing the sun or the moon.
Right.
The other side.
The edge of nothing.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I know. I'm going to be in town.
New man town.
I got some things to do. So
I mean, you know.
I don't want to travel. I don't like traveling during holiday weekends because too much traffic, too much commotion, too many people.
You know it is, but I mean, living in the area, a lot of people are coming in.
Yeah.
You know, and I get a chance to sneak out. I haven't been able to get out in the past couple of years, but I know a lot of people are coming in. A lot of people are already in town right now. They've been here the whole week. The city's been just full of people. I mean, more than usual.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it local like I always do. And I'm going to go with, you know, somebody to see the fireworks.
Okay. You going downtown?
Heck no.
Okay.
Heck no. I have my own little special location that
you
I
got
go to.
Spot?
Yeah, a little covert spot.
Where's that spot?
I will not say on the air.
Okay.
Because I do not want a bunch of people at my spot.
I tried. I definitely tried.
Yeah. So I'm going to go, you know, with my boo thing to see the fireworks.
Oh, excuse me.
When I say boo thing, I'm talking about my cousin.
Okay. I mean, hey, you know.
Like she and I are going to go see the fireworks.
Okay. That's what's up.
There might be some other people there. Maybe. Perhaps. Who knows?
Some other potential boo things.
I will say nothing about that. But I'll be with my cousin for sure.
That's what's up. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time last year, so we're going to go again this year to our secret location.
Secret location.
Not very congested.
Just make sure you don't do no Instagram or Twitter while you're there.
I will.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Don't accidentally be like, yeah, we're here.
I mean, because by the time I tweet it and everything, it ain't going to matter. You ain't going to get there in time.
It's always next year.
All right. By that time, you're going to forget.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll be all right. But tonight we're talking about I can't understand you, because I know when we get into these situations and relationships, there can be a battle of the sexes, so to speak, or just battle for understanding one another. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. How can we better understand each other? How can we have this, you know, this cohesive relationship and understand, you know, each other moving forward in a positive manner? Because I know a lot of us, you know, we hit these brick walls and don't know what to do. So
absolutely.
Once again, the number is 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. We have our latest blog post up. Have you checked it out? It's called The Homophobe.
Yeah, and I mean, in light of everything that's, you know, that's been up this week, in the past week, I think it's pretty, not coincidental, pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm lost for words right now.
I don't know. Right on target.
There we go. That works.
So, I mean, if you're reading, make sure you comment on the website when you're reading your stuff, because, you know, the readership is what we like. But we also like to hear, you know, feedback from people as well. So once again, go to thisdateisover.com and check out our latest blog post. I want to say black people somehow, because I like black people.
That's,
and this
thing,
you know, this is black milk that I'm playing, so I have black on the brain. But anyways, check out the blog post, The Homophobe, and we're going to play some music first, and then we're going to jump into the topic. So keep it right here on The Flow.
It's about that time for SWV to drop a gem on mine. Players talk the talk, but they can't walk it. We make the whole country bounce when we New York it. Don't speak about it, be about it. Seeing Puff on your tube, feeling weak about it. I got the skill of an actor, wind chill factor, minus 5'5", coolest man alive. Baby, who that is? Oh, that's just Puff Daddy. Keep you on my mind like I keep me on my shine. And I feel fine, sex real time. While I'm in your deck on rewind. Ooh, I make it hot till you're gelling what PD got. Since PD rock, see me not. So many bricks I build a tenement. We'll do the freaky thing, baby girl, if you're into it.
I'm looking for a lover that can make us sacrifice. A lover that will understand will always be by my side. I pray the Lord so I can find my Mr. Right. So who can it be? The one for me.
They was locked in the pen. Now, meanwhile, they be bumping in the clubs. Can we get freaky tonight? Show 'em love. Puffin' J Dubs, platinum stats, plush Oriental rugs and platinum plaques. Come on,
love of a lifetime.
And you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
Thank you. Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
And we are back on This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. DH, don't you have some updates for us?
I do. I got to tell you guys about Network Contracting Services. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs. From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that number is 202-722-7470. And that's Network Contracting Services.
Why, thank you, DH.
You're quite welcome.
Tonight we're talking about I don't understand you. Can I get the topic right tonight? But you just heard music from the internet. The song was Red Balloon, one of my favorites. Right before that, started off with music from SWV featuring Puff Daddy.
It's a throwback, man.
A throwback, someone, because I felt like it related to the topic, you know. You know, when it comes to dating and relationships, men and women, I guess we have different needs and wants and desires. And I thought that song kind of summed it up, you know, for a lot of women. Know how mm-hmm. the lyrics, and you know, someone that I can believe, you know, trust,
right?
Someone to satisfy me, sex,
right?
I need love, someone who's faithful and true. Oh, baby, can it be you? I need love.
Hey, I mean, they said it right there,
yeah,
that's true. I feel you.
Yeah, because we want to understand each other, but I'm trying to figure out why is that so hard for people to understand? Because I think that goes both ways when it comes to men and women, you know. So I'm not understanding how we don't understand how to, you know, communicate or to give our partners our best and what they need so that our needs can be met.
Right. I feel you. I mean, in order to, you know, you should be a cheerful giver. I'm not using that term, I'm just saying, but.
That's a good thing. That's a great way to use it. Yeah. You should be a cheerful giver. Yeah. You know, we all have love languages,
right?
And you know, everybody's love language is different. Mine is quality time and physical touch. So right. If I'm with somebody who's not affectionate, that's gonna be a problem,
right?
Or if he just, you know, does it, you know, begrudgingly or reluctantly, like, let me just give her a kiss,
let me touch your arm, come here girl,
right, come here, I touched your arm today, so you should be satisfied. So you know, stuff like that, you know, that's not being a cheerful giver. You have to be able to speak your partner's love language willingly and lovingly.
Yeah, and you got to be open to that, you know what I mean? Because some people, when they come into situations, they do come in, you know, kind of stubborn and like, you know, it's gonna be my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that, you know, with a relationship, you know, it's not just 50-50, it's 100-100. You know, y'all both got to make sure y'all bringing, you know, what you have to the table, and also being able to meet your partner's needs as well. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. What else do you think is important
in a relationship?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, communication first off.
Yeah.
And I know I say that a lot, but that's the truth, because you know, we don't read minds, you know.
Yes, mind reader. I think a lot of women fall into that trap of thinking that a man is supposed to read their mind, and ladies, that is not the case. You know, he if he doesn't know what the problem is, tell him.
Right.
Don't be like, oh, nothing. Well, you should already know. Just talk, you know, talk about it, have it out. But I mean, it kind of goes both ways, because if you've been with somebody for a long period of time, they should know certain things. Like me, for example, I do not like chocolate or strawberries.
Right.
So if we've been together for a while, there's no way in habanero hell that you should show up to my house with chocolate covered strawberries. Right. Or anything chocolate or anything strawberry for me.
I feel you. I mean, that's if y'all been going together for a long time. I mean, even if a dude just, you know, links up with you, he should understand that, you know, off the break, because that's, I'm sure that's something you give in your, you know, in your spiel when you're trying to learn. Yeah, when y'all learning each other, that's something that you say.
Right.
You know, and
I understand people might forget, but when it comes, like, if we've been together for a while.
Right. Oh, no. It's certain stuff, you know, like, after you've been together for a while, like, you may have a schedule of, you know, what you like to eat on certain days, you know, or y'all may go to the same place a lot, you know what I mean? Could be stuff like that where you kind of have a schedule or a system for everything there. But yeah, after some time, y'all should be so in tune with each other that, you know, you should know the ins and the outs, for lack of a better term, and the do's and the don'ts, you know, to kind of make it a happy situation going forward for all parties involved. And I think if you don't know, it's okay to ask. You know, it's okay to ask, and it's okay to tell as well. You know, like you said, you don't like chocolate or strawberries. You especially don't like chocolate covered strawberries. So if that's something I don't know, and if I give you chocolate covered strawberries, that's a problem. You know, but if you tell me that's not what you want, then that's something different.
Right. And I don't know, I guess as a woman, I don't know how to get around that, because I don't want to give you everything on a platter. I want a man to kind of figure certain things out. I don't want to have to say, look, I want you to pick me up. I want you to come to my door, escort me to the car, open the car door. We get to the restaurant. I want you to open the car door so I can get out and open the restaurant door. You know, I want us to do this. I want you to have everything planned out. And I want you to kiss me at the end of the night.
Okay. Sounds like a lot.
I want you to order my food for me.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, I want you.
You like that?
It don't matter. I mean, it don't matter. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. I mean, it's fine. Like, I can tell the guy, like, hey, he'll ask me, like, what am I having? So I'll have, like, the chicken.
Okay.
And I'm fine with him ordering for me.
Cool.
But don't just order for me without even, you know, consulting with me first. Like, she's going to have the salad and the soup.
Keeping it light tonight.
Right. Like that I'm not going for. Right. If we did not have a conversation about it beforehand,
right,
please don't order for me. Unless we, like I said, unless we've talked about it.
Right.
But yeah, but we don't want to have to map everything out. Like, oh, you know, my birthday's coming up in a few months. I want you to plan something really nice. You know, I don't want to have to tell you that.
Right.
So how do I get around that? You know, because I think some men want you to tell them what you want, but women go back and forth. Well, I don't want to tell him everything. I want him to try to figure it out, to try to win me, to make me feel good without. Because, you know, it feels like you planned it yourself.
Right.
Like, it doesn't feel as special when he doesn't try. It on his own.
I feel like, you know, we're going with the key word tonight is understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you have to understand who you're dealing with. You know, sometimes if you're not dealing with, you know, a dude that is like that.
Like what?
Well, like.
A planner.
Or, I mean, I would think that most dudes are gentlemen, but I guess not. But, like, if you're not dealing with a guy that's a planner, like you said, who's not good at planning a party, you know, how would you ask him to plan a party? You know what I mean?
But how do I know he's not good at it?
I mean, don't you give like kind of look? You give small tasks first before you give like big tasks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it's maybe a small event where you say, okay, baby, why don't we have a few friends over? You know, maybe have a game night at the house or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you be like, okay, cool, you got it, you handle it. So you see how he plans something like that. You know, if he has the food, he makes sure he invites the right people. You know, even runs it by you to make sure that it's okay. And how he runs that, you know, if he blows that, you wouldn't want him planning your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a great point. That is a great point. And I think a lot of women miss that because
they
get so caught up on like, well, this is how I would do this for him, so he should do this for me. But if that's not his gift, can you really be mad at him for not, you know, living up to your expectation? Because I've seen, you know, been a fly on the wall for different situations where somebody may have thrown their spouse like this big grandiose party,
right,
and then their birthday was coming up a few months down the line. They were expecting the same thing,
exactly.
But you know what? That's not his gift. So can you really be upset about that?
Yeah,
and I'm glad that you said that, because you have to really tap into what they're good at. Like, you know that person's limitations. I'm an event planner. That's what I do.
Right.
So somebody that I get with is not going to be to probably necessarily be an event planner. Right. But I want them to have like a little bit of skill of pulling something together.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, some people say, well, I'm really not good at planning stuff. Or, hey, but you can plan your day. If you can plan your day and how X, Y, and Z is going to go, you can plan a small little get together for your girlfriend or your boyfriend. So you can at least try. You can at least attempt. You know, we can't always hold your hand on everything. You got to kind of figure some stuff out.
That's true. But I mean, if the dude puts forth an effort and really attempts to try to do something nice for you and make a plan, you know, I think that alone right there for some people, because especially if it's something that's out of their comfort zone and they're used to doing, if they can go through that and do that, that's when you're like, okay, cool, you did this, that, and the third, but maybe next time you could try this, that, and the third. You know what I mean?
Don't crap on the person.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
Don't browbeat that person. I think people, a lot of women get into the habit of that. It made me think of that clip that's circulating on social media with
the
husband. Huh?
When he redid the kitchen?
Yeah, when he redid the kitchen, even though I don't know how the hell he spent $60,000 on that crap. Like, seriously. Like, I could have gotten you a better kitchen for 10 grand. Like, seriously.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you could definitely tell it had a man's touch to it.
Right.
No offense, fellas, but
how much is it? Like, 60 grand. Okay, let's do it.
Right. No negotiation. Like, what? You didn't even hire an interior decorator to help execute this whole kitchen situation. So, yeah.
He did that.
But, I mean, she was totally ungrateful.
Yeah.
And a lot of us can be like that. Like, oh, really? You want to throw a surprise party and our basement's not even finished? Or really, like, you knew that I wasn't feeling good yesterday and you want to throw me the surprise party? Or really, I didn't even go to get my nails done, but you're going to have the surprise party? So, you know, we get in our own way when it comes to stuff like that.
All it takes is that to happen for me one time.
All you have to do is say thank you, I appreciate it. Of course it's not going to go how you know how you may have wanted it, because you didn't plan it.
Exactly.
He planned it.
That's
so
it. You can have a conversation about that maybe later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you remember the last time you did my surprise party? That was cool, but maybe if you did this would be better. You know what I mean? Something like that, but not instantly like how she did on your man with the kitchen.
Oh, she trashed him.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like, that's, we would have had to have a conversation off camera after that. Because that's really,
but yeah, I mean, at one point I stopped caring because he made like some smug remark about like poor people or something like that, and I was like, really, you gonna try to go on poor people and look at your little piece of crap kitchen? Like,
I feel you.
$60,000, really? $60,000 on that, really?
Right.
And she's probably more pissed about the money versus, you know, how it looks. Well, actually, right. I guess a combination thing. Like, okay, if you spend $60,000 of our money and this is the best you could do, this is the best you got. So yeah, I can understand being pissed off, but
maybe it came from a good place though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the sad part, that she didn't even see that, and it was all on camera.
All of it.
And that happens with a lot of ladies, especially, like, so ungrateful that you can't even see the good in it.
I mean, I think just like even still, like when someone goes out of their way to do something nice for you, regardless if I don't like it, like. Let's say if you have like a secret Santa at work, which we do every year, and
hated it. I'm sorry, I hate secret Santa.
I feel you, but I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. So somebody gives you a gift, you know, they don't have to participate, but they still get you something, and they're thoughtful. So regardless of what it is, I may not use it, I may re-gift it, I may do whatever, but I'm still appreciative that you gave it to me.
Right.
So long as
you don't really know what I like, so at least you tried.
Right.
And I've been in a situation too where I planned something for an ex-boyfriend who, you know, who's really into reggae music and whatnot. I know nothing about reggae music whatsoever. So I came across this event called the Reggae Award Show, the DC Reggae Award Show. So I thought it was like this going to be this real nice event, and I got us tickets, and I was like, babe,
look what I got.
I got us tickets. And the show was incredibly whack.
Really?
It was terrible. But we made the most of it because we laughed so hard at how horrible it was that it was great. Yes, it was really, really bad. But let me stop rambling because we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow on This Date Is Over Radio. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. But keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com. It's electric! The Flow is now broadcasting live in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C. Be sure to check out some of our incredible programming like the Frankie Sheffield Show, Mondays 3 to 5 p.m., Big Al of the Jazz and Soul Radio Show, Tuesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Miss Marie on This Date Is Over, Wednesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Lee Manley on the Lee's Happy Hour Show, Saturday 10 to 11 a.m. for Sister Saturday with Peggy Morris, and Class Act Radio with Karen and Crew, Saturdays noon to 2 p.m., The Bridge Show, hosted by Art Philbro, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., all right here on The Flow. If you can't tune into the show, no problem. We play back clips of the show around the clock so you can catch it at work, in the gym, at home, or on the road. Giving you soulful music, news, and talk. It's The Flow.
I woke up impatient and anxious, chasing dreams in my sleep. Got me feeling like I made it. Then I wake up and see frustrations raising for payment. Thankfully they know me. Can't get enough of the paper. Get enough of.
I know you love it, babe, 'cause I'm a risk. That if you put it on me,
You're listening to This Data's Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What's good with you?
Everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Already.
Just heard some more music from the internet. I had to play that for you guys because they just dropped their latest album on yesterday. The song I just played was Under Control by the internet. And it's called, what's it called? Ego Death.
Ego Death.
Yeah. Ego Death is the name of their latest album. And if you don't already have it, get Purple Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
And Feel Good. Feel Good is like my favorite.
Yo, they
by
got,
far.
They got
they
some
have some
heat,
great music.
Man.
Sid the Kid though.
Yeah.
Her vocals.
Yeah, she's nice, man.
Her vocals are everything. So if you haven't heard of the internet, now is your time to check them out.
Yeah, stop wasting your time.
Yeah, stop wasting your time. Get you some real music.
Yeah.
Because on commercial radio, all you're gonna hear is that poison. No offense to y'all commercial DJs out there making your money, but it's a lot of poison that's on the airwaves.
Right. But I mean, if you ask those DJs, they'll say
they want to play what we're playing right here on The Flow. So to make certain you support The Flow every Wednesday night, actually every night of the week, because we got a lot of great programming.
Absolutely.
And the website is rocktheflow.com. rocktheflow.com. But as I said before, tonight we are discussing I Don't Understand You, because you know, you get into this rut, you know, just even before you get into a relationship, you have a hard time understanding, you know, the other person.
Right.
And I know I have a hard time understanding men when it comes to dating. You know, a lot of guys don't put a lot of effort into dating. And do you have any idea why, DH? And that's something that really grinds my gears. Like, you think I'm going to be interested in you, and I get like a half a text here and maybe a phone call every other, you know, month. You know, if that happens, I'm going to forget you. Like, I got a text message today from somebody that I haven't even spoken to on the phone. And I was like, should I even bother responding? Because I'm like, I haven't, like, you, he might have sent me a text message like 3 months ago,
right.
And it weirded me out because he sent me a picture with him and his kid that I didn't even ask for. I feel some kind of way about unsolicited pictures, but let me stop rambling and let you answer the question. So why don't some guys put in any effort when it comes to dating?
Well, I mean, they may not really like you, you know what I mean? Just straight up.
They just want to hit it?
Hey. I mean, I hate to put it in layman's terms, but that may be the case, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think it could be a combination of that, you know, or some dudes may have been, you know, spoiled previously where they didn't have to do much, you know, where, you know, they kind of
ease their way into situations without having to work for it.
Exactly. Not having to go through the planning, you know, a good date and, you know, finding somewhere different to go or a different experience to do, stuff like that. You know, some guys, you know, just haven't had to do it.
Right.
So when you meet a different person, you know, it's, you know, they may not be accustomed to it. But
right.
I mean, I know me personally, when I get into, you know, dating situations, I try to at least, you know, put forth some effort, you know. And if I like you, there's always going to be effort put forth when we go out or when we, you know, connect. And if I'm really not rocking with you, you'll know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll know. But I mean,
if you want me to take you seriously, then you got to put in some serious effort. I'm not saying you got to roll out the red carpet, although that's my preference.
Right.
But I mean, you're going to get what you put in. So if you're not putting in much, then don't expect much from me.
Right. Now, I mean, I feel you. But see, and that goes back to that previous point where a lot of dudes haven't had to put forth effort. And I mean, I think what it is, too, is the age gap, because when you're younger, you know, especially from a lot of younger women. I'm just speaking from experience, you know, they may not expect, you know, as much as a older woman as you get older. You know what I mean? So I've seen that from experience personally, you know, kind of the situations that you're in kind of change a little bit, and less was previously expected is now more expected. So if you're not used to that, or if you're not ready for that, then it can seem as if you're uninterested or not putting forth effort.
Right.
That's just me personally.
Yeah, it definitely can seem that way. And I'll go back to one of the blog posts that we shared probably like a month or so ago from singleblackmail.org. And it was about, you know, being cheap on a first date.
Right.
And the guy says, yeah, well, if you shortcut the first date, you'll shortcut the relationship. Do you believe there's any truth to that?
Shortcut the first date?
Like, let's see, some guys, well, we should go Dutch, or, you know, let's you know, they're so concerned about money that they forget about the reason that they're there. Like, you're supposed to have a good time, but because I think that once you get so focused on money and all these other factors, that, you know, you're just wasting your time.
Right.
Like, you know, as I shared before on the show, this guy was saying that if he invites a woman to happy hour and she orders something that's not on the happy hour menu, then he has a problem with that.
Yeah, that's what's, that's a
what's the big effing deal?
Yeah,
like, I'm a bourbon drinker, and I've never seen bourbon on a happy hour menu. Right. And I don't like Bowman's vodka, and I don't like Montezuma tequila. So
yeah, that'll send you to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I had none of that.
I was already praying to the porcelain gods a couple of days ago, and not from alcohol, because I tried oatmeal for the first time ever, and I definitely don't want to be back there because I had some Montezuma tequila or some Bowman's vodka. Apparently not. Well, I mean, it was my first time having it, so I guess it was all that fiber. It was like, hey, stomach.
Whoa, hey, wasn't expecting this here.
Right, party in my belly. But yeah, and stuff like that. You know, guys get so mainly. You know, I don't know the guys. I'm assuming they've been burnt by somebody in the past, or somebody took advantage of them, so they developed this whole, well, I'm not doing all this for a chick, because people don't want to come, well, I ain't no punk, I ain't no this, I ain't no that. So since when did taking somebody out for a good time make you a punk? I'm not saying be foolish with your money, but you could be, you know, smarter or wiser with how you spend your time. You don't have to spend an exorbitant amount of money on a date for a woman to have a good time.
Right.
And I think so many men miss that. You know, a park is free.
Yeah.
You know, you can go down to especially if you're in a major city.
Yeah.
You got museums, you have parks, you have all types of free events. In D.C., you have Wine in the Woods, you have Screen on the Green. They're even doing a similar thing to Screen on the Green at the National Harbor.
Yeah.
You got the Baltimore Harbor. So you got other places that you can go to for a fraction of the cost. But they don't want to put any effort into it until they actually finally realize that they like you.
Right.
And by that time, you might not like them. Because he was so cheap ahead of time. Oh, he just wanted to go to Applebee's. And I could only order from the happy hour menu. And he only wanted to, you know, do this, that, and the other. Like, what, yeah, like, I kind of agree with what the guy said. If you shortcut the first date, then you more than likely shortcut the relationship.
Right. Well, I mean, there's ways to disguise your frugalness or your cheapness, like you said, by doing maybe some of these free activities. But I think stuff like that is important even on the first date, because you can kind of get a feel of the person a little better, because dinner and a movie is so cliche. Like,
and dinner adds up.
Dinner is,
especially you taking me out to dinner,
because you like to eat, right?
I know, right? I ain't get these thighs from not eating, honey.
And that's oh my god,
pimp laugh.
I was about to say we need to retire that laugh.
I know, right? That was a terrible laugh.
Nah, it's all good.
Let me take a quick break, because I want to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600, 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. Now, keep in mind, if you are enjoying tonight's topic or you want to add some stuff to it, add your feedback, the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. Now, I know we're about to transition this week in Black History. Are you good to go, DH?
Yes, we are good to go.
So, yes. So, go ahead, DH, for this week in Black History, because Black History is important. Black History is world history. It ain't just American history. It's world history. And I know they're trying to keep our stuff out of the history books, but they can't get rid of us, you know. We started this. We started this.
Never.
So, DH, this week in Black History.
Well, I thank you for the floor. I love this music right here.
You know who that is?
Actually, I don't. You
John Coltrane.
It does sound like some Coltrane.
It's called Standard. Excuse me. It's Out of This World, and I think it's on the album called Standards.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That move just vibed out a little bit. I like that. All right, so this week in Black History, back in 1962, the first Black baseball player in the major leagues was named to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and that was Jackie Robinson. Back in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Year my father was born. Oh, quick shout out to my dad, who had a birthday yesterday.
Okay, get it, pops.
Yeah, he's dad, I love you, man.
Cancer.
Yes, absolutely.
1962, your father was born.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, young tender.
53.
Okay, get it, pops. He young. He single.
No.
I'm just messing with you. Don't have your mom come like beat me up outside the studio.
Knocking on the door.
Right, excuse me.
What you say? Nah, okay. All right, let me bring it back. This week back in 1970, Muhammad Ali, of course also known as Cassius Clay, stood before Supreme Court basically arguing about him having to be drafted to the Vietnam War. So that's very influential.
Yeah, very influential, because do you understand why he did not want to fight for the, you know, to go into Vietnam War?
Fill us in.
He did not want to fight for a country that was not, you know, going to, you know, give him this, you know, same rights and freedoms as everybody. Like, he was still going to be treated like a second class citizen. He's still like, why am I going to go fight for this country that's really not fighting for me?
Absolutely. And not those those sentiments still ring out even today.
Right. And that's very unfortunate that they ring, you know, they still exist today from a lot of people. You know, you want to serve a country when you're treated like trash and a second class citizen and whatnot.
Absolutely. Also this week in black history, some sad black history, but it's still history. This week back in 1995, Phyllis Hyman had passed. You know, Phyllis
Yes.
Hyman, one of the greatest.
Her vocals.
Just on point.
Committed suicide.
Terrible. Right before a show, I believe.
Tall and gorgeous, but couldn't even see her own beauty.
Hey, man. Love yourself, man. And know your self-worth. Real talk. All right, and also my beautiful black woman for
yes.
the week
yes.
is Miss Lena Horne.
Okay.
Was my beautiful black woman. She had a birthday this week here.
Okay.
Miss Lena Horne. So, Lena Horne, the pioneer of so many great things.
The late, great Lena Horne.
Late, great. So, this week in black history, it was brought to you by, of course, DH.
Yes. Thank you so much, DH.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you. And you're listening to This Data's Over Radio. We're going to play some more music for you and then come back with tonight's topic is I Don't Understand You. We want to, you know, kind of bridge the gap and end the disconnect so that we can understand each other better to have these great relationships.
Absolutely.
So keep it right here on This Data's Over Radio on The Flow.
She was willing to but I won't be sure till she tells me.
Tells me if only
she'll give in and give herself to me. These visions were more than they could be. Only I had a chance, yeah. Wish to simply help her stay. Only we were the friends, yeah. I wish to maybe, baby, maybe.
Circumstances you lose. You do understand by me interjecting. I'm breaking all types of man rules. And I understand I don't wear his shoes, but I hate seeing you blue. And know that I'm here for you when he don't give a fuck about you. Yeah. Oh, I would. Wanna understand? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that leaving him might create a broken man, but I understand. Sometimes better a broken man than his broken hand. I understand that I'll never understand what you're going through, but I understand. Sometimes you just need someone to talk to. I understand. Sometimes we all lose our way, but understand. Tomorrow comes a better day. Understand you need someone to be your confidant. Well, I'm right here, just lay it down.
So okay.
Oh, it's so right.
I'm trying to type up something. I wasn't using it.
Like, hey. I love this song.
Hey. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
Don't bother me right now. I'm in the zone.
He's in the zone right now. You just heard music from Dwelle. The song was I Understand. Because that's what a lot of us want. We want somebody that understands us. And that was actually our Makeup Monday song of the day. Dwelle with I Understand.
Dwelle.
Right before that was a man, Jesse Boykins, with I Wish. I wish I could be the man you ran to. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could be the man you yearn for. I think that's what the lyrics are.
Something along
those
lines.
I made it up, but it's close enough. Close enough.
That works.
Keep in mind the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. So tonight we're talking about I don't understand you. We want to gain understanding. So DH, you had a question.
I do. Now, with all of us adults here being pretty much engulfed in a social society,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, I guess for work purposes, Pinterest, all that stuff. How come in a relationship, as a man, my social sites and my social media is always subject to review by the woman?
I think that goes both ways, but because that's it's a huge part of your life. You know, you
right.
spend a lot of time on social media, and that's how a lot of the creeping begins. You know, it starts with that, you know, that old high school girlfriend or that old high school crush that, you know, you become friends again on Facebook, and you see her like, oh, dang, you know, it's so good to see you. You know, how's life treating you? And you still look great. And then you guys start messaging each other, and it's harmless at first. And then she starts, you know, sending you messages that, you know, every day or every other day, then it becomes every day, and then you're looking forward to those conversations. So then that creeps into your relationships.
That's
and
true.
A lot of people take advantage of that. You know, they use social media as a way, you know, to cheat, you know, on their significant
right.
other, or to try to have an outlet to talk to somebody else versus doing the things that they should be doing at home.
Right.
Well, and I've experienced that with guys who have, you know, hit on me and come at me and tried to date me, knowing good and hell well their wives are connected to their social media page, like married to Tanisha Brown. So, but yeah, a lot of people use it as their escape, and you know that can be a huge red flag, and that can lead to some insecurity. So, like, okay, well, why does he have to spend so much time on social media when he has a woman at home? Or why does she have to spend so much time on social media when she has a man at home?
Right.
So I think it's because of the, you know, the time that people put into social media,
right.
and that's why it has to be subject to review. Because okay, what kind of messages is he putting out there? Or what kind of messages is she putting out there? Is she putting out scantily clad, you know, pictures on her Facebook page? And what kind of stuff is she talking about? What kind of stuff is he typing about? Is he illiterate? Can he, like, not type? Because if you sound like a dumbass online and you can't write, then I might have a problem with that.
Right. I mean, but do you feel like, just to follow up with that, do you feel as though when you're in a relationship that if you ask me, you know, let me see your Facebook, there shouldn't be an issue. I should automatically just say here. Then it should be an issue.
What do you mean, let me see your Facebook or let me go through your private messages? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, if you say, because once you say, let me see your Facebook, and I'd be like, okay, here's my Facebook. Once you're in there, you can do what you want to do. But I'm saying, like, do you feel as though, like, you're entitled to that because I guess you are together, where if you just want to see what he's doing, you can ask that without any...
I don't know if I want to see what he's doing. If we're already connected on social media, I can see that you're liking
right.
this person's pictures, or you're making comments on, you know, this kind of stuff. So I don't know that I want to dig that deep into
right.
your social media to see the kind of conversations you're having. I would just hope that I could trust you as my mate, that you were having these appropriate conversations. Like, if you wouldn't have this conversation in front of me, then you shouldn't be having it on social media.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, but we'll take a quick pause because it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. You know, we're in the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. Keep in mind the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And make certain that you check out our website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and check out our latest blog posts. We release them every Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, which means our latest blog post is The Homophobe.
It's up.
Perfect timing. So check it out. You know, first one out with somebody who was a little homophobic. Do you think she overreacted? Did he overreact? Or would you have, honored his request? So check out thisdateisover.com, post your feedback, and also make certain you share the blog post. But anyway, like I said, it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I'm going to rant and rave about understanding. You know, a lot of us, you know, want everybody to understand us, but we don't take the time to understand the other person. So make certain that you, you know, you're giving what you, you know, what you expect to get, you know, get in return.
Right.
And a lot of us are not taking the time to really cultivate our relationships or really take the time to sit back and really evaluate how we are conducting ourselves and how we can be, you know, better at understanding where our spouses are coming from. You know, I posted yesterday was Tip Tuesday. It says, you know, try to listen with the intent to understand versus listening to respond or react, because a lot of times we're not listening to really, you know, hear what the person's saying. We just want to find a couple of buzzwords to harp on and not understand where they're coming from. So make certain that you're kind of taking off that defensive lens and try to understand your mate, because communication is key. You know, you can't proceed and progress in a relationship, you know, you can't progress.
Absolutely.
Without, you know, great communication, understanding. But along the lines of communication, understanding, you know, sometimes we do stonewall. We hit those brick walls. And maybe you are a willing participant. You know, I want to make sure I understand this person, want to communicate better. But your spouse is not reciprocating that. So what the heck do you do? And the interesting thing I got from a lot of married people is, oh, you should just leave. Really? Just leave?
Just give on up.
Just give up. All right, that's interesting. So I'm a little shocked that almost all the married people I polled for that question, they said to leave.
Wow, that sounds.
But it was a select few that said you have to evaluate where that's even coming from, because it had to have gotten to a point, you know, of stonewalling before. You know, it was something beforehand that triggered that stonewall. So you really have to do a lot of self-evaluation to see, you know, what's going on in your relationship and have a reality check to say, okay, it's two of us here. It ain't all his fault. It ain't all her fault. What did I do to contribute to this problem? And how can I better, you know, rectify the situation?
Absolutely.
If that made any sense. I'm just rambling right now. So, DH, anything you want to contribute to that?
No, I mean, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, the main key, you know, I feel as far as the understanding is communication. Because if there's something going on with you, you know, I don't know what's going on unless you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in order to properly understand you, I have to be able to properly communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important if we want to have anything and you know, build something going forward. We have to be able to understand our needs and wants and mm-hmm. be able to decipher between the two going forward.
Yeah, understand your needs and wants and properly articulate them, you know, to that person. Yeah, you know, everybody's not going to read your mind and understand what it is that you need and what you want. So make certain that you are articulating, you know, exactly what it is that you need and what you want and what it is that you are capable and willing to give.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, okay, I want this. I need this. It's like, you're like, oh, yeah, sure. But if you're not willing to, you know, if you're not a willing participant, then stop wasting that person's time.
And along with what you're willing to give, you have to be real and understand what you can give.
Right.
Because you may not be able to give the type of love or the type of affection or attention that person is specifically looking for. And you can try to fight it as much as you can, but at the end of the day, you have to be honest with yourself and avoid a conflict before it begins. If you know that you're not going to be able to, you know, contribute to what they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just being honest with yourself and all parties involved.
Honesty is important. Be honest with yourself, because some people are just holding on just for the sake of having somebody. Well, this is the chick I always wanted, so I just told her all this fluff, you know, to get her, and I'm really not capable of doing or giving what she needs.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's cold in the winter, you know, and
right.
you know, you want to have somebody that you can consistently kick it with, you know, and sometimes you'll sacrifice that, you know, sacrifice your happiness for the greater good. But you got to understand that if you're not happy and if it's not what you really want, then what's the point?
You all right over there?
I'm good. I'm getting a little choked up.
That sounded like me earlier today. I had a meeting today and I forgot to take my allergy pills.
Oh, man.
And I don't think I got 5 minutes into the meeting. I was like, my eyes started watering. I was like, look, I'm not overwhelmed with, you know, with grief here. It's my allergies. And I couldn't even, I was like, and somebody had to give me some water. I was like, yes, please. So embarrassing.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a no joke.
Not at all. And I embarrassed myself today. And that was totally off topic. But
that's
yeah.
Okay. That's
but
okay.
Yeah.
I can get back on topic.
I just think it's interesting when it, you know, for the understanding part, that the married people, like, oh, you should just leave. Like, really, that's how you handle situations in your marriage? You just leave? It ain't that easy to leave.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody.
What are they saying from a married perspective, or from, like, if they were single?
I don't know.
Because I said,
you know, that's what you do. You divorce, like, because I always wonder, how do you get through to that other person? Because you get to the situation where I guess the person is so hurt or so upset that they don't even want to. Damn, you want some water? Should we?
I'm good.
Should we?
I'm good.
Should we
I'm
go
good.
To the break?
Okay. Or the next break, I get some water.
But you have people who don't even talk to each other. You get. I don't want to ever get to the point where we're two ships passing in the night and that we just are coexisting. We're roommates.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot of people who are like that. They're roommates, and you know, we might hang out from time to time, but we really ain't happy.
I mean,
and how do you have a breakthrough? Because one person might be like, you know what, I want this to work. You know what, I got into this relationship for a reason. I really do love him. I really do love her. Let's work it out. And then you'll say, hey babe, I know we haven't been getting along these past couple of months. I was thinking maybe we should go get some counseling, and we don't need no damn counseling. We don't need to talk to nobody about our problems. And how do you get through to that person who doesn't see it as a problem or who doesn't want to work on it?
I mean, I feel like, because I don't know what it is. It must be that I'm getting older. I'm just really, really confident in just saying how I feel. So if I feel a certain way, then I feel like it's going to be an impactful conversation, then it needs to be had.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going through a situation where I feel like that, you know, and if I'm really still into the situation, I'm like, babe, look, you know, I love you, you know, and I took these vows, or I'm committed to being with you, and I want to make this a positive experience going forward, and I want to do whatever we need to do to make sure that this is adding to our lives and not subtracting from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I feel like you gotta have those conversations if you really want to. And I feel like if someone in a situation really wants to save their relationship, they'll do what they need to do to save their situation.
But if it's only one person that wants to do it, because people get lazy.
Yeah.
It's just human nature. People get lazy. They get complacent. They don't want to do anything. Just like, you know, going to the gym. Yeah, I mean,
I go tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. I'll be all right.
It's raining
out. People don't want to go that extra mile. Like, okay, and they think that everything is going to be peachy by them just sitting back and not doing anything.
Yeah. The analogy that I always come back to is that Rome wasn't built in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to play, you know, be able to see the outlook and play the long game. You know what I mean? And just understand that it's not about this play right here or this play right here. It's about, you know, the full 60 minutes of the game, you know, 48 minutes for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about the full time that everything that you're doing is contributing to the end game. And that's, you know, winning. And I think that's important, that you need to be able to see that if that's what you really want to do, it's the little things that contribute to making it work and making it successful.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm certain that what we are discussing tonight is nothing new.
Absolutely.
But yet the divorce rate continues to skyrocket.
I mean, and this is my thing with marriage, and I don't know if this is going off topic or not, but I feel like a lot of times, like we said, you can get married for the wrong reasons or this and the third. But like you said, like you could just fall out of love. Like, I am a firm believer that that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You never want it to happen, or you never foresee it happening, but it can. And it's just a fact of human nature. Like, we're people, you know, people are moody, people have attitudes, people have situations, and it could happen. I mean, and it could happen. And I'm not giving a, you know, I'm not trying to pacify that situation, but I mean, it can definitely take place where you've been with someone so long is that maybe that has ran its course, and maybe that's that time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that you wouldn't be fully in a committed situation like marriage where you had to get divorced or something like that, you know, but it can happen. I mean, I've seen it firsthand in just personal relationships, you know, like personal relationships dealing with, you know, having, you know, a girlfriend, or even a fiance, or even in work relationships where, you know, sometimes they just wear thin. And, you know, like they said, some people are here for a time, some people are here for a season, you know what I mean? And it's just trying to just keep it going and keeping it fresh.
How the hell do you keep it fresh?
Always clean up. No, I'm kidding. Not.
How do you keep it fresh? Because it's like, okay, I've laughed at every joke. We've gone and had every kind of meal together. We've had every sex position. Okay, now what?
But I mean, if you've done everything, I mean, what's the likelihood of doing everything, though? Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like.
Well, we've done enough.
Done enough.
It's like, okay.
Well, I think then at that point, it falls back on if you really rock with him. Mm-hmm. Because if you really rock, with somebody, like, sometimes it's just, it is what it is. Like, the basic stuff or the simple stuff is cool to you. And you know, just being with that person is a fresh experience every time. You know what I mean?
Could you be with somebody who didn't give you butterflies? Like, you like them as a person, but they just don't excite you.
Yeah. Could I be, like, with them, like,
long term? Mm-hmm.
Nah. But I do know firsthand, butterflies can grow. Butterflies can grow. I mean, if you're dealing with somebody and, you know, if you don't deal with them for a while, you know, you may start missing them or missing some of the things they do. And you realize, well, you know, maybe I do need her to function. Or, you know, maybe you would say, I do need him to kind of function if he grows on you. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe my patience. Hello, puberty. Maybe my patience is growing thin because I don't know. I've been in situations where it's like, okay, if I never heard from this person again, I would be okay. Right. Like, I enjoy this person's company. We have a great time together. But if he never called me again, I'd be like, dag. And then after that, I wouldn't care anymore.
Like, dag.
So I want to get to the point where, you know what? I really miss him, and he really excites me, and I have butterflies.
Right.
Is that unrealistic? Or is it settling if you're with somebody that you like that you're not, like, head over heels for?
Nah, I don't think that's too much to ask for, because
is it settling if you're not head over heels for that person?
I don't think it's necessarily settling either, because like those butterflies can grow. They may go away and they may come back. You know, that's why they say absence make the heart grow fonder sometimes, you know, because I'm a firm believer in that. Sometimes too much of somebody is too much.
Hell yeah.
You know,
but if we're going to be together, you're going to see me all the time. We're going to end up living together. I'm that kind of person where I just need you 24/7.
I'm just too needy.
I'm too needy. And speaking of being too needy, I need to stop talking because it's time for us to go to break. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio. The number to studio is 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over and check out the website thisdateisover.com.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
Whoa! These are way...
The Flow is now broadcasting live in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C. Be sure to check out some of our incredible programming like the Frankie Sheffield Show, Mondays 3 to 5 p.m., Big Al of the Jazz and Soul Radio Show, Tuesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Miss Marie on This Date Is Over, Wednesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Lee Manley on the Lee's Happy Hour Show, Saturday 10 to 11 a.m. for Sister Saturday with Peggy Morris, and Class Act Radio with Karen and Crew, Saturdays noon to 2 p.m.
The Bridge Show, hosted by Art Philbro, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., all right here on The Flow. If you can't tune into the show, no problem. We play back clips of the show around the clock so you can catch it at work, in the gym, at home, or on the road, giving you soulful music, news, and talk. It's The Flow.
You're listening to the State of Over Radio right here on The Flow. I want to tell you about Network Contracting Services, introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs. From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry, we also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. Now you're listening to The State of Radio with your girl, Miss Marie NDH. We'll be right back after the music. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Like,
Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
I'm Kendall.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH.
What's good with you?
Everything's good with me. Just heard music from Janelle Monae. One of my favorite songs by her, Say You'll Go.
I rock with Janelle.
I do too.
She's
I love her style. I love her vocals. I love her energy. Have you ever seen her perform live?
Not in person, no.
I have.
It's
amazing. The first time I saw her perform live, wow, that was about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably was hot as Hades outside.
Right.
And you know she wears, you know, her tuxedo pants and her long sleeve button up shirts. And she was dancing, you know, getting her James Brown on. Did not break a sweat. I don't know what kind of internal cooling system that she has. But I'm like, how in the world? I'm sitting here in a short set and I'm sweating. And you're on stage. I mean, she gave everything in that performance.
It was good.
Amazing. Amazing. Never, I mean, she never lost her breath. I'm like, I can go up a flight of stairs and I'm out of breath. You just did 45 dance steps, a split, backspin, a kickball change.
And sang the whole
sang
time.
Sang without missing a beat.
Hey, man. It takes a lot to be a good artist and to be able to perform live like that.
Clearly, she's a perfectionist.
Yeah,
clearly.
Absolutely.
But tonight we're talking about I Don't Understand You. And it's a lot of things that we don't understand. And I want to go, you know, kind of switch things back into the whole, you know, dating phase. Because we kind of talked about the relationships. So even when you're, you know, dating somebody, this is, you bring it together two imperfect people. So, you know, this is the time that you want to get to know somebody and whatnot. And I wanted to pass a question to you, DH, you know, because some women, they lay it on a little too thick. So how can you get to a point where, you know, I'm articulating what my needs are and what my desires are to a guy without being so damn like harsh and and you know, because some chicks will be like, well, look, I'm not really trying to sleep around or date, you know, like that. I'm trying to find me a husband. And that's not music to a man's ears.
Right. Not off the break. Not
right. Because some people be like, well, look, I'm not doing all this other stuff. I'm not.
Right. Well, what will you do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to come to this date and I'm going to eat and then I'm going to leave.
Okay. And I guess I'm going to pay.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And some women are like that. So how can they kind of ease that conversation in so the man will be more receptive to what it is that she's looking for, even if it's not what she's looking for, but he can kindly say, hey, you know what? I do want to get married, but I don't know when. Because some women are like, well, I'm just looking to get married. I said, but you don't know when that's going to happen.
Right.
So I try not to say too much of stuff like that on a date, because just because I want to get married doesn't mean that I'm looking at you to get married to.
Right.
Like, it doesn't mean that you're marriage material to me or that I'm marriage material to you.
Right.
So how can people scale that back?
Well, I mean, I think you need to know your limits. And also with that, you know, be an active listener. You know, from both perspectives. I know for me personally, depending upon the date, it's my song. I love this song so much. It just caught me mid-thought. But I feel like depending upon the person that I'm dating or I'm going out with, I'll ask those questions to gauge where your thought process is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not the first date. I'm not going to ask you, so why aren't you married? Why haven't you been married? When are you going to get married?
Right.
Nah.
Don't come with the machine gun, you know, firing squad.
Nah. I may ease into it, but like, you know, what happened? How did your previous relationship go? Like, what kind of stuff happened with that? And I really think just on the first couple dates, I think everybody has to hold something back. Like, you can't just be full on, this is me. I'm everything. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I do this. I do that. I don't do this. Nah, you got to chill. You got to kind of ease into it. Because the first cue that I hear something I don't like, this will be the last date. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this date will be over.
So yeah. How do I get it to the point? Because, you know, as I said during the break, I'm a person who enjoys phone calls and, and conversations. I like to hear your tone of voice.
Absolutely.
The inflection. I want to, you know, understand what the punchline is, because I can't really get all that in the text message.
Right.
I'm fine with text messages, but like if we're at work, I know you can't talk on the phone.
Right.
But once you get off of work, once you have a break, give me a call.
Yeah.
And how do I articulate that to a man without scaring him off, so to speak? Because, you know, I'm not into these whole text only relationships. Like, I saw somebody post online, one of the guys that was on their radio show a couple weeks ago was saying, like, I don't see what the big deal is. You know, these women just want you to talk to them. I was like, it's important. It's like, it's how about being an adult and having, you know, like adult conversations. And you know, right. Like, it's important because I can't, you know, and I can only make assumptions off of a text message. Yeah. And it's too time consuming for me. You know, if I have to keep stopping what I'm doing to text you, once we get to like the 10th back and forth, like, you know what? Just pick up the damn phone.
Yeah,
so how can I say to somebody like, look, you cool and all, but this stuff is really turning me off. So either we going to talk on the phone or we just not.
Right. Well, I'll give you a scenario because I'm like that as well. I like to talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do talk for a living at work, you know, so I'm used to talking. I don't have an issue with it. So, you know, kind of thinking and assuming to how the young lady was, I was texting a lot, and she just hit me. She was just polite. She was nice. She said, you know, I'm free, you can call me if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool. So when I called her and talked to her, I was like, I'm glad you said something, because I didn't know, you know, I know a lot of women that I've dated previously just want to text all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact she was like, nah, I like talking on the phone, you know that's, I want to hear you, I want to hear how you sound, I want to be able to hear how your day was by how you sound, stuff like that. So I was like, it was good for me to have her come out and say that, you know, I didn't have to pry or get that information, but she just was nice about it. You know, you can call me if you want, you know what I mean? Or,
but if the response is, well, I don't really want to call,
yeah, then that's
how do I just want to say, look, I think you're cool and all, but we gotta, you know, something's gotta give,
because that's,
you know,
a
I need to talk to you, and if we can't talk on a regular basis, then I'm gonna lose interest,
because that's a communication disconnect. Like,
it is.
I don't want,
and so many people don't see that.
I don't want a woman that only wants to text. You know what I mean? Like, that's so corny to me. And I know I may be speaking to somebody here. It's like the pastor at church. I may be speaking to some few people here. But that's so corny to me.
This is your season. Yeah. And this is your season. And speaking of seasons, it's the season of commercials. We got to go to a quick break. But we'll be right back. Right here on The Flow, 202-800-8100 is the number to reach us. 202-800-8100 is the number to reach us. We're talking about I Don't Understand You. So we'll be right back after the commercial break. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's pitt-electric.com.
It's electric.
I want to welcome you guys back to This Date Is Over Radio. It's your man DH with the lovely, the talented Miss Marie.
Oh, thank you.
That's no problem. We're talking tonight about I Don't Understand You, and we just paid a few bills in that quick break.
Mm-hmm.
And before we left, you know, I was calling some people in the congregation. No, I'm kidding. We were talking.
This is your season.
I won't pull your card. I know you're embarrassed. But no, we were talking about text messages.
Yes. I don't understand why you want to text all the time.
I can't do it. And I mean, even when I got my current job where I do talk a lot, I still made an effort that if I'm in a relationship or if I'm in a situation, I gotta talk to you, because that's just how I am. I am a person, I love communication. You know, I want to hear your voice. You know, I want to hear what's wrong. I want to, you know, I want to be able to understand exactly what you're talking about. Like you said, get the punchline. You know what I mean? And it's people don't understand, but it's a communication disconnect.
It really is. And it's a turnoff. I start to think, I'm like, dang, how juvenile is this person that they can't even pick up the phone and have an adult conversation or talk like human beings? Because some people say, well, I'd rather just have a conversation face to face. You're not going to see that person every day.
Right.
So let's not fool ourselves here.
The only time I make and understand that is in the very, very beginning, before you date. I can understand that. Maybe like for a short period of time, but even after that, I want to talk to you. I want to make sure you're not a dude. I want to make sure that, you know what I mean? Like, I want to, you know, understand, you know, I want to hear your voice. Like, I don't know about you, but I key on stuff like that. Like, when a woman answers the phone, how she sounds, like, I love the inflection of a woman's voice.
Uh-huh.
And if she's soft, or if she sounds like she swallowed a frog, you know what I'm saying? Or just like, just all that. So that's a big factor for me when I'm meeting or getting to know a woman. Like, just how you sound. You know what I mean?
Right. Because if he has an annoying ass voice, then that's a problem.
Like, hi, Miss Marie.
Right.
So you want to go to dinner?
Like, how corny would that be?
I've been in that situation too. I hated the way the guy laughed. It annoyed me that much.
He'd be talking smooth and catch, hey baby.
No,
it was like,
I said something, apparently he thought it was funny, and he said and that was it. And I didn't know what to. I was like, are you alright? I said, are you okay? He said, yeah, why? I said, well, what was that noise you just made?
Burp.
He said, oh, I laughed. I said, are you serious? That was a laugh? You have got to be kidding me.
You got to forgive me, man.
And he said, well, what's wrong with it? I was like, man, I would never want to go with you to a comedy club ever in life. He was so offended. We used to call him the Dream, Shorty Rock. Because that's how he sounded. It was just, that was it.
That would get on my nerves.
It wouldn't even be just more. It would just be one. And that would be the end of the laughter. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, real talk. That would get on my nerves. Because I joke all the time.
I do too. So I'm like, yo. It is amazing how petty you become when you get old. It's like, damn, I didn't really think that stupid stuff like this would bother me. I kind of feel like Elaine Bennis sometimes on Seinfeld. Because, you know, the littlest things will bother her. Because she stopped talking to a dude that went... after you took a sip. So you don't realize how the small stuff, you know, is really important.
I think you subconsciously just, you pay attention to detail. But I mean, something like that, you couldn't miss that. You know what I'm saying? That's too much for me. Oh my God, that's
too much. I'm sorry. But yeah, go ahead, DH.
I'll wrangle that in. But to wrangle it in, like, I'm all for phone conversations. Like, please, if you guys right now, you know, are dating, or if you're in a relationship, or, you know, in the beginning stage of a relationship, make sure you are talking to each other. That is so important, you know. And get rid of the text messages are cool, like you said, if you're at work or something like that.
Text messages are meant to deliver a short message.
Very short.
It's not for long passages of text, you know. I don't feel like typing all that. That's probably why I have carpal tunnel now. It's not sexy to me. And I hear a lot of women say they want men to call them. So, fellas, let this be a memo to you. Do I need to get a billboard? Pick up the effing phone and call the ladies.
And
that's what women want. If you want to understand a woman, then call her. I'm not saying all women want phone calls, but a lot of us do. A lot of us would appreciate a phone call.
And just like, even that if makes it's something, me feel better. Like, it's been plenty of times where I've substituted a phone call for this text message right here, where I say, hey, I'm just checking on you, see how your day was.
Right.
I've called, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just thinking about you. How's your day going today? And you'd be like, you know what? It's a little better.
He's thinking about me, you know? He thought about me so much that he was able to pick up the phone and actually call.
I had to physically call
you. Do you remember a world when there was not text messaging?
Yeah, you had to call everybody.
Right.
Gosh.
That was a great thing. Three-way calls and fall asleep on the phone and, yeah.
Mama!
Right. Cornelius, it is past your bedtime. Get off that phone, boy.
Man, that's just my mom. She tripping.
Right.
I'm talking to my girl, though. Nah, man, but like that, I mean, that's important. Communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, verbal communication and that number. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
I don't understand why some women won't allow a good man into their life. Mm-hmm. Now, before you answer, let me preface
yes.
by saying this. There's been plenty of situations where a woman will confide in a man, right? They may be friends, mm-hmm. you know, and he may have expressed how he feels toward her. And she's just describing this man to a T.
Mm-hmm.
She knows it. He knows it. But when he advances, you know, to try to say, well, hey, you know, they say no and end up dating the same guy that they dated previously.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am such a great guy. You guys in Radio Land can't see that, but I winked. No, but seriously, why won't some women allow a good man into their life?
She did allow you into her life, though. That's the thing. It's just not in a relationship capacity.
Well, let me clean it up.
A lot of times, that person does not win is because she's not attracted to him.
Right. I mean,
it has a lot to do with attraction, you know, because you, I'm certain you have your female friends, like you just absolutely do not see them in a romantic light. And that happens to us too. Like, okay, he's in the friend zone because I have absolutely, he does not make my juices flow. There's no type of sexual chemistry that I feel for this person. Like, if he was in the room butt naked right now, I would not even care. Like, not even an ounce of wetness would arise. Like,
well, that's a good
idea. Yeah, I mean, because that could very well be it. And sometimes people just don't know, like they're not ready to embrace that. They're not capable of taking on that, you know, good person at that point in time, because, you know, timing is everything. And I've been in a situation too, you know, there was this guy, loved him dearly, he was a great man, you know, and whatnot, but at that time in my life I was not ready to move forward with anything with him, because I was just coming out of a relationship, so right. I was partially broken, so I knew that he deserved better than that. So it was no way that I wanted him to take on all that baggage that I had, so I had to pass up on that situation because I wanted to be fair to him. You know, there's no point in me, you know, being with somebody that wants to be with me and I'm crying over somebody else. Right. Like, that's not fair.
Right. Now, and I mean, I feel you with that, because I mean, that's important, because you're being honest with the situation. You're not ready.
Right.
You're not ready for love.
Some people just aren't ready, and some people just are. It's just basics, you know, basic attraction is not there. And I know I can't really, you know, get with somebody that I'm not attracted to.
And I dig that. Well, let me say this as a follow up. I don't understand why some women date the same type of guy,
mm-hmm.
where the same guy that's hurt you before, had you up late night crying, mm-hmm. you know, to that other guy, but why you continue to date the same type of man that hurts you?
But you don't know that you're dating the same type of man.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, because I've dated, you know, different guys, and I can't say that I've cried for the same reasons. It's all been for different reasons, but I don't know. I mean, what is the same type of guy? Like, is he cheating? Is he abusive? Well, I mean, heartbreak happens, and you're going to, you know, kiss a lot of tadpoles and frogs before you get to your prince. So, I mean, that's just a given. So, I don't know.
Well, I look at it. I mean, I just see, like,
And people have their purpose, you know.
That's true.
You're a shoulder for a reason, and you know, you said what, reason, seasons, and
right,
the reason, season, lifetime, or whatever. So, you know, some people are only there for, you know, specific purposes. Like, you know, you can count on this person to help you out in this type of situation. You know, you can count on this person. Like, if you got to move, I'm gonna call X, Y, and Z person. If I need somebody to talk to, I'm gonna call this person.
Right.
If I just need, you know, to go get a drink, I'm gonna call this person. So, you know, everybody has their purpose.
Right. I mean, well, I'll say this, because I'll speak from the man's perspective and flip that. Me personally, there was a time where I had a particular type of woman in mind, and I would always date that particular type of woman.
Physically, or
it was a combination. They would have the same characteristics,
mm-hmm.
you know, look similar, and the situation all ended the same. So after that happened like 3 or 4 times, I was like, hold on, maybe I need to jump back, reassess, and kind of open my mind, you know, and try different things, you know, meet new people, and just try not to put myself inside a box that doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And I think, you know, I guess even to answer that question, I mean, you may be looking for what you want in that person or in that type of person, and sometimes that may just not be the person for you.
That's true.
Even if it's multiple times that you're taking to find that out, that just,
it takes a while. It takes a while. I mean, I know somebody that told me, well, I used to always just go for like light skinned chicks and this kind of chick, but you know, the person I'm with now, she's brown skinned and she's my everything. I'm just like, I don't know why you would limit yourself by somebody's complexion.
Right.
But you know, people are people. You know, light, dark, medium.
People are stupid. People create problems that aren't needed. Like, life is easy. We make everything hard, you know. We make everything difficult than what it needs to be. And I feel like for a long time, I limited myself, you mm-hmm. know, with many situations. And you realize it doesn't have to be this way. You know, sometimes you have to look for happiness in other places. Because where you're looking, you haven't found it.
Right.
So you need to change.
That's true. I'm trying to figure out, what do I need to change? Because I need constant contact and I need a lot of laughter. And, you know, I've had it from great people, but some of them are just ain't the one. When it ain't the one, it just ain't the one. Because I've come across a lot of good men.
Right.
A lot of good men, but I didn't feel like a strong enough connection with them to take it any further than a friendship. So, you know, I've tried in some cases, but it just didn't work. And, you know, I was, you know, open enough with them to tell them, like, hey, this is not going to work for me. But before you even say that, I want to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. So, as you were saying,
today. Well, this was what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. You say you need constant contact. Mm-hmm. Can you define constant contact for me, just so I have a better understanding of constant contact? I understand the laughter part. You need mm-hmm. to laugh. You need mm-hmm. to be, you know, you need somebody that can engage and make you laugh. But the constant contact.
Well, I mean, I need to talk to you often. You know, and we text, and, you know, I want us to talk, like, before we go to bed. You know, sometimes throughout the day, you know, that. Or, you know, just a good morning text and, you know, text throughout the day. But some, I want to hear your voice at least once a day.
Do you feel as though the constant contact also could coincide with the, like, needing to feel wanted?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good point. But I think, don't you have to convey that? Like, you just have to say, like, at the end of the day, because the only way to be happy, I feel like, is sometimes you got to just stand on your soapbox. Hey, look, here are the cheat codes to making this game work.
Ah, I like that. Cheat codes.
Here are the cheat codes to making this game work. And if you do up, up, down, down,
left, A, B, right, left, right,
A, B, A, B, you know, and the right trigger, you got me. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes you just got to, like, just give the cheat codes. This is what I want. You've already said it. You need someone that can make you laugh and give you constant contact.
And they got to look good, though.
Right.
They have to good look. They can't be corny. You know, I think a lot of people fall into this mistake, too. You know, like you said, you know, I'm a great guy. Right. I'm a good guy. But you are not great for that person.
Like, right.
You know, you might be as, you know, as wonderful as you are. You're not as wonderful to that person.
Right.
And a lot of guys especially fall into that trap. Like, well, these women can't appreciate a good man and they don't know what they want. Like, no, she knows what she wants. She just don't want you.
Right.
There's
right.
a difference. Like, just because she doesn't want you doesn't mean she doesn't want a good man.
She just don't want you.
She just don't want you. And I get sick of hearing these, oh, well, nice guys finish last. You know, she just want a dog. Like, no, she just does not want you.
Yeah.
Get it through your head that she does not like you.
Eddie.
Just because she doesn't like you doesn't mean she wants some scumbag off the street. You guys are just not a match. That's not to slight you. It's just she doesn't like you.
It just is what
and
it
you
is.
Should be able to take that with a grain of salt. Like, you know what? She really doesn't like me. Perhaps I should focus my energy on something or someone else. Because she does not like me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they refuse to see that. They refuse to accept it. That, you know, hey, this person does not like me.
Right.
And they won't move on.
Well, because that's hard. Like, when you're confident, like, I'll be honest, like, just you know, just speaking from my own perspective, like, I'm very confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't feel like there's anything that I can't do. Just point blank, period.
Uh-huh.
So when I get knocked down and someone tells me that, you know, I can't do something, you know, that's a natural feeling to be like, well, why not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You say I'm a good guy. You say I'm this and the third. Why don't you like me? Mm-hmm. You should like me. You know what I mean? And that's hard for some dudes to realize. And that's not even being cocky or mm-hmm. feel like, you know, you should want me. You know, it's just more so.
Do you know who I am? I'm Nick Bean. Yeah. I'm Nick Bean.
Chill.
What you mean you don't like me?
Girl, you tripping.
How can anybody not like you?
Yeah, exactly. That,
yeah, but and I think it's partially ego. And I hate guys like that. You know, I forgot the name. I think it was called Military Dude, the blog that we have out there. Mm-hmm. You know, because he totally flipped out. She said, you know what? This is, you know, I'm not interested in this situation because my needs are not being met. Flipped out. Oh, so you must want some bum ass dude that's on the couch, don't work, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, never said that. Just don't want you.
Just don't want you.
The situation that you're in is not conducive for a relationship that's needed. But instead of you taking that with a grain of salt, you totally flipped out. And you know, I think we got to have a whole nice guys finish last conversation, because I don't know. I don't think that nice guys finish last. I think a lot of nice guys come out on top. It's just some of these so quote unquote nice guys don't realize that they're annoying as hell and crazy as F. So yeah, I mean, you can read the blog post I wrote about the dude who showed up to my freaking thisdateisover.com launch, who thought he was just the nicest guy ever, but followed me around after I told him in no uncertain terms I am not interested.
Right.
Please go away.
I like the guy last week.
What guy last week?
You remember last week during the live discussion?
Oh God.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted to get that whole situation out of my mind.
I got you. Right. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, that guy was something special. But it's some guys who are just like relentless and don't even understand, like, okay, she doesn't like me.
Yeah.
And they don't want somebody nice. And it's good women too. They'll put on these status as well. You know, I'm a great woman. I have all these skills, and I have my own home, and I have my, you know, 18 degrees and a great job. I don't understand why these men aren't flocking to me. I'm a great woman. Like, are you?
Right.
How's your attitude?
Terrible.
How, I mean, are you putting yourself out there to meet people? You know, people think that, oh, he's just going to come knocking on my door. No, like, what is it that you are doing to meet somebody? What kind of energy are you putting out there? Because it's a lot of great men. It's a lot of great women out here, too.
Absolutely.
And you know, perhaps you got to take that filter off, you know, and like clean out the lens a little bit and figure out, like, what is it that I'm looking at and looking for, and you know, what is it that I'm able to provide to this person, you know, what am I really giving to really meet somebody. So
I feel you. I mean, I think, and just to take a step back to your comment about nice guys finish last, I mean, and this is something I had to learn for myself. I feel like nice guys only finish last in the wrong race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that the situation you're in, it may not be for you to get what you think you want. You know what I mean? So
a lot of people, as a friend to the show, he hasn't been on in a while, my buddy Jason Otley. Mm-hmm. He's a relationships expert person and whatnot, has a couple books and whatnot. But he was saying, when it comes to this whole nice guys finish last, you know, routine, is that some of these guys are going after women they can't afford.
Right.
Not, you know, like financially, but right. you know that she's into fitness.
Right.
And you're not.
Right.
Or you know that she's a social butterfly, but you are
a hermit. Yeah.
You know that she likes to pop bottles and go to all these lavish events, and you're broke.
Right.
So it's like, it's certain things that you know that this person thrives on that you can't offer them, but yet you continue to go after this person. And granted, sometimes opposites attract, but how opposite of a person do you think they're really going to go for?
Yeah. You can't, you got to understand your race. You know, you gotta mm-hmm. run your race, and basically you gotta set yourself up to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be behind the eight ball in the beginning of the situation.
Right.
So going into those types of situations where, you know, she's the exact opposite of you and it may not work out, you're just already working backwards.
Yeah, because we, I mean, at the end of the day, I think studies have shown that it's not the opposites that attract. It's people who are more like-minded or do, like, you know, they like similar things. They tend to have, you know, better relationships. Now, don't quote me on it because I ain't no expert. But if I'm not mistaken, people who, you know, do, you know, similar activities or have similar interests tend to, you know, have better relationships.
And,
so.
And at the end of the day, like, I don't want a woman that's completely opposite of me.
Right.
Because we wouldn't have anything in common. Like, we would.
Well, hey, babe, I'm going to the opera. You trying to go? Hell no. I don't like no damn opera.
I'm going to the Mad Chef. That's old. That's dope. I'm going to the Firehouse. Listen to some go-go. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like
you going to see, listen to some go-go. I'm telling you, if I could find the pictures from... It was a go-go that happened that was on my timeline. Uh-huh. When I tell you, everybody in that album was hideous. I mean, they look like a train wreck. And I shouldn't even talk about people like that. They look really bad. But you know what? It's about time for us to wrap it on up, land the plane. You know, DH, any final words? We've been talking about I don't understand you. So how can we gain understanding to kind of wrap it up, put a bow on it, give some I don't know, to recap?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess to understand, you know, men and women better, you got to have those impactful conversations, you know, and really realize the race that you're running. You know, what do you want from the situation? What are you looking to get out of the situation? Would depend upon, you know, what you ask and what you may withhold. You know what I mean? But I think that's important to be honest with yourself, be honest with others, and kind of know, you know, what you want out of the situation, you know. And just don't be afraid to ask those questions. What do you want for your birthday? You can tell me what you want. You know, if you're hinting that I want a surprise party, well, I will try to make it happen the best way possible. You know what I mean? So it's just asking those questions, because I'm not a mind reader. You know, I'm not Mr. Cleo. I don't know. So it's really just, you know, understanding, you know, and just working to get the knowledge that you're looking for.
Yes, working to get the knowledge that you were looking for. But just being a willing participant, you know, as far as, you know, I don't understand you, to try to gain understanding. I like what DH said earlier. Give out the cheat codes. You know what it is that you are looking for. Don't make it so damn difficult. It does not have to be a treasure hunt to your heart for somebody to figure it out. You know, just tell them, like, look, I like X, Y, and Z. Do this.
Absolutely.
If you know how to communicate what you like in the bedroom, why can't you communicate what you want, you know, long term? Like, what is going to make your heart happy? Heart healthiness. You know, what is that, you know, what does that look like to you? So make certain you understand what that looks like for you. Write it down and make certain that you communicate that effectively to the other person. And the other person has to be receptive to what it is that you are looking for. And, you know, just, you know, ask them straight up, like, look, I need a person that's going to call me on the phone. I need a person that's going to have sex with me 3 times a week. I need a person that, you know, is receptive to my phone calls and my text messages. Don't keep me waiting all hours of the night or you know, the day to respond. Like, I need laughter or whatever the hell you need. I need food. Right. I need exercise. I need fitness. I need, you know, a club person. Whatever it is that you need, give that person those cheat codes and let them know what you are looking for, and have that true heart-to-heart conversation. Like, can you really provide this? Like, seriously, all down, can you provide this? Can you work toward this? You know, is there some type of compromise that we can, you know, come to? Find out what that person's love language is, and let them know what your love language is, and you both have to be speaking it willingly and lovingly. So, I mean, I don't know. Communication. That's the key. I think that's always going to be the key with any relationship and any show that we have here. Communication is important. But you have to be able to receive and properly articulate that information that you want to be received. You know, you can't be a bitch about it. Can't be a jerk about it. You know, don't speak out of anger. Just talk.
And don't be afraid to ask for those cheat codes.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for those cheat codes. And don't be afraid to ask for what you want. And if that person can't give it to you, then it might be time to get the step in. Not necessarily, like, if you're married, maybe not. But hey, I don't know. So that's all I got. You know, thank you guys for joining us tonight. We are here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can find us on thisdateisover.com. That's the best way to get in contact with me. All my information is there, my social media, the blogs, all that. So check us back. Well, I don't know how it means. check us out next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Tell your friends about thisdateisover.com and This Date Is Over Radio. Post your blogs. Well, read our blogs and post your bad date stories, or you can email them. Either
Absolutely.
Or. So I think I'm done rambling. Thank you guys once again. And thank you to the folks that came to Laser Tag. We had a blast. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July weekend.
Happy 4th of July.
Stay out of trouble.
Please do.
Don't blow your arm off. You know, safety first.
Yeah.
Go see the fireworks before you shoot your own. Don't bring them over the state lines either and get arrested and tickets and all that other jazz.
That's no fun. It'll be a long weekend for you.
Be a long weekend in jail, and you don't need that. So Uber is your friend.
Yeah.
Look up the designated driver hotlines, all that stuff. But that's it. I ain't got no more. I'm out of here. Miss Marie, DH, we out. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Later.